Christian Parenting.
This is Be Love, Do Good Podcast, and I'm your host, Christy Hayes, mama to two, founder of Be Strong Story, and author of the children's book, The Lunchbox Note, a true story of how a lunchbox note that said, be strong, protect the weak, love everyone, changed our life, and created a mission for our family. Join us each week for conversations that inspire our families to live out true compassion, kindness, and what it looks like to be love and do good in our communities. It may take us out of our comfort zones, you guys, but I promise it will put us on a path to see others, love others, and quite possibly change the world. Hey everyone, welcome to Be Love, Do Good Podcast. I'm your host, Christy Hayes, and today we are talking about all things health with our family. How do we create a healthy, sustainable lifestyle together as a family? I used to be a fitness trainer back in the day, and I remember January kind of being that month that everyone wants to start getting in shape or get new habits. And the older I get, the more I realize that in the December months when we kind of fall off the rail, it's real hard to get back into it, even if you've had a sustainable, you know, healthy lifestyle before. And so I always love encouraging families to do it together. We did an episode about 3 years ago when we did a family coaching course, and this was one of the most popular episodes, was just giving some really simple, easy ideas to be healthy with your family, moving your body, but also eating healthy. Because sometimes it can be really hard. You have practices at late at night. You have, you know, fast food that you go through the line. It's just easier. And so what I have realized is that there are certain things that we can do to help our family as a team live a healthy lifestyle, but one that is sustainable for the long haul. So I want to get right into it. So one of the first things to do is to just plan it. So I think we get in trouble many times with the way that we eat is because we aren't planning what we're going to actually eat. This is the age-old struggle. What's for dinner? It's like I get hives when my kids are like, what's for dinner at like 10 a.m. in the morning or right when they get home from school? I'm like, I don't know. I haven't thought about that yet. However, when we plan it, and what I used to do very well, and what I say used to, because this is inspiring me to do this again, Sunday nights, I would sit down with either Grant or a family, or maybe it would just be me, and I would plan our meals. Now, I'm not planning breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That is way too hard, but just planning our meals. And sometimes it's just planning even 3 meals a week, because maybe there's a day, we always go to pizza on Friday night, so I know I'm not going to have to cook then. But I think it's so important to look at the schedule because you have basketball games and now our kids are older, so we have practices, and you just start to have all those things come up. And so planning it beforehand is so huge. And so planning your meal on a Sunday night, getting some new cookbooks, finding some inspiration. If you are the family that like makes the same thing over and over, it can get really boring. I love to make new things. Maybe if you can invest this year or save up for HelloFresh, honestly, HelloFresh, they really should sponsor me because I give them so much credit. But my son used to be a super picky eater. And then when we started doing HelloFresh, he loved it and he ate so much. And it's, you know, it's a lot of different things, and they put sauces on it and they put things together. And it really, I would say, helped him have this palate where he's really like a foodie now. He is one of those kids who appreciates great food. So if you can spice it up by doing something different, I think it's great. But I think the first thing is to plan it at the beginning of the week. What are you having that week? Put it down on a chalkboard. I used to put ours down on a chalkboard so that my kids could see what they were having. They could either look forward to it or they knew they wouldn't gripe about it. But plan it. So that's the first thing. Sit down and plan it. Put it on the fridge. After you plan it, go to the grocery store after you plan your meals. A lot of times we go to the grocery store, they always say, when you're hungry, it's the worst time to go. I would agree with that. And when I have an actual menu and the things that I need to get, I stay on task at the grocery store. So instead of going down the aisle and being like, oh my gosh, that looks really good, or look at these cinnamon rolls, or look at all these things, instead of picking all those up, I go back to my list and I think, is that on my list? Oh, it's not on my list. And it helps me save money too. So once you get your list, pick a time that you get to go to the grocery store. We go as a family affair. I hate the grocery store, you guys. It's like one of my least favorite places to go. We don't have Trader Joe's or Whole Foods here, which are smaller grocery stores. I can handle those. But the bigger, like the HEB that we have here, oh, it's so overwhelming to someone who hates the grocery store, like a Costco or Sam's. Those places are so big. And I have friends who love them, who love those places. For me, it's just, I do not love it. So when we go to the grocery store, we usually make it a family affair. That way, everyone can kind of get into it and see what we're having, suggest things that we can have. That is something that helps us. So plan it. The second thing is get the kids involved. So we've done this since they have been young, is we have gotten the kids involved in making dinners or cutting up fruits. Or like I said, we've always, you know, gone to the grocery store together, and then it's a family affair, putting things away. One of the things that we have done for a very long time is we have had our kids help wash the vegetables or cut up the vegetables. You know, depending on how old your kids are, my kids are old enough now where in the summer when they don't have sports and they're home, they make a meal a week. They are in charge of a meal. Not only does this set you guys up for eating healthy and being a part of it as a team, but once they get older, when you're helping involve them in all of these different things, when they get older, they're going to know how to make things. They are not going to just be eating ramen when they're in college, when they're on their own. And if you have a son or daughter, it is, I know that my son's future wife is going to love me because I have helped him gain the skills of how to actually go to the grocery store, buy the things, wash the things, make the things, all of it. So we wash it, we organize it, we cut it up as soon as we get home. One of the things that we have done, probably my third thing that I would say, is that you need to, when you get home from the grocery store, you wash and store the items in a plastic see-through glass container or plastic container in your refrigerator. So this has been a game changer for us. So many times we go to the grocery store, we buy all these things. So let's think fruits, vegetables. We just stick it in the refrigerator. And what I have found is that my kids are too lazy to actually grab that out, wash it, cut it up. They bypass it and go get some other snack. What I have found is that when we cut, when we wash, when we put it in a plastic container that is eye level. So if you have little kids, make sure it's eye level. My bigger kids now, this is what they do. They help me wash. They help me put everything away. They know that it's there because they've helped me do it. And so instead of having moldy strawberries like we always did in the back of the refrigerator, now we usually are through those strawberries in like 2 days because my kids know that they're there. They're already washed and they're cut and they can grab and go. So I encourage you to not only get the kids involved in washing, cutting, putting away, but also getting glass containers and putting your snacks, your healthy snacks up front. We have done this for probably the last, 4 years, and I will never go back. I will never go back to just all the random stuff, just throwing it in the refrigerator. We will always have the glass containers. And I, you guys, I'm not even an organized person. That's not even, I mean, I like to be because it's helpful, but it's not something that's in like, it's not an instinct of mine to be like, oh, I think I'll organize it in these beautiful glass containers. I like beautiful things, but that's just not how I roll. I mean, I literally, my neighbor the other day came over and organized my utensil drawer. I'm just not an organized person by nature, but I know it's important. And so this is one thing, an intentional practice habit that we make that I will not go back from, that we are having them in the clear containers. We're putting them out for my kiddos to see, and then they grab and go, and then they eat the healthy things. And then you don't have moldy strawberries, which is amazing. The other thing that I would encourage you to do as a family is to be active together, just for active sake. Not because you're trying to teach them to be these incredible exercisers or that weight is involved or any of that stuff. It's literally just to be active, to move your body. That could be something like you go play pickleball together. That could be nightly bike rides or walks. That could be jumping on the trampoline. It literally could be a variety of things. But find something that you love to do together as a family that moves your body. That's it. As simple as that. And I'm telling you, during COVID when we did this, because we couldn't really do anything, we went on these nightly walks. They were some of our favorite favorite things. Now that my kids are older, we can do more adventurous things together. Last week, we went to Hawaii. We went surfing. We went snorkeling. We did these things that were active and adventurous because we've just always done that since they're little, and so they just expect that. And so that was so much fun. So find something that you can do as a family that's active together. The last thing that I'll say is to be an example. Model healthy habits for your kids. Model exercise and moving your body on a daily basis. Model eating healthy. That doesn't mean you have to be so strict and your kids aren't seeing you count all the calories and count your macros. I'm not saying that at all. Actually, I don't really, that can be messy sometimes. I'm just saying in the most simple thing, let them see you reach for an apple versus a Snickers. Let them see you fill up your water bottle every morning. Let them see you, you know, choose this healthy option over this. That's all. You don't even have to explain why you're doing it. It's just who you are. It's just what you do. Do you still eat a cheat meal? Do you still have ice cream? Do you still have chocolate? Absolutely. There is balance to everything. But the older that I've gotten, the more that my kids pay attention, the older my kids get, pay attention to what I do. So they know that I exercise every day because that's important to me. Because ultimately, I want to be active with them for as long as I can because they know one of my favorite values is playing with them. I love to play with them. But if I am out of shape or if I am not keeping my body healthy, I'm not going to be able to do that. So they know that's real important. So they know I work out every day. That's just a non-negotiable for mom. That's what she does. You know, whether it be eating healthy or drinking water, they know that I'm going to fill my water bottle every morning. And that's real important. Or I'm going to drink, you know, water the first thing in the morning. Or I'm going to take vitamins. I don't need to explain why I'm doing that. They just see it. I'm just modeling that to them. Am I perfect in what I model? 1,000% no. Do I still have balance in my life and show them they can still eat all the fun things that, you know, pizza and donuts and all that, those things. Absolutely. There is balance to everything. And I think it's so important to show our kiddos that as well. But I think modeling that healthy lifestyle to them is something that's more caught than taught. And so all day long, I could tell my kids, this is the healthy thing to eat. This is how you should move your body. This is why. But if I'm not doing it, if they are just hearing me say it, but they don't see that I have made doing this a priority, then it's just words. It doesn't mean anything. So that's my last one. And I think that's one of the most important. What I've learned here on this podcast from all the parenting experts that I interview is when I ask the things that can help our kids most, well, I would say all of them, always go back to how we are doing as parents, what we're modeling on a variety of issues, what we're doing. And so I encourage you this year, if you haven't made your goals yet or you are making your family goals, if you haven't made your family mission yet, go back to 2 weeks ago and I kind of walk you through how to make a family mission. But I would encourage you to make some family goals too. Maybe these are some goals and say, hey, just pick one of these. Pick one of them. Hey, we're going to plan our meals out a week in advance. Hey, we're going to actually put our fruits and vegetables in glass containers and we're going to organize our refrigerator this year. You don't have to do all of them. Pick one thing this year to help you lead a more healthy, sustainable lifestyle with your family. I hope this is helpful and encouraging and inspires you. Thank you so much for being on this journey with us and being love and doing good to your family and those around you. We will see you next week. Don't